questions.
Thank you. You guys were up to like 4 with 5 minutes to go. What do you feel like kind of turned at that point for you guys to close this one out?
A little bit of better execution offensively, of course. Throughout that course, we just continued to get stops. Kind of was able to get out and run as well. I think our pace died a little bit, which allowed us to kind of come back into the game. But starting with the defensive end, as it's been throughout this whole, I guess, run for us, and then the rest kind of followed. JJ was able to get downhill, get to the free throw line, put pressure on the rim, play with space, move the ball, got good looks.
Nikhil, when the shots really aren't falling, I guess how important was the defense and how you and Mo kind of set the tone in that fourth quarter?
Yeah, I think just, when shots don't fall, it's important that we get stops because that's when teams can really close the gap. You can get a lot of good looks and they could get some easy ones, transition. You might, like I feel like in our situation, there's a few calls that were missed and that led to baskets for them. Like we gotta have, you know, a thicker layer of skin and just get back, play through some of those things and then be able to get stops because, you know, they close the gap, but with us not scoring. You know, when you're down, you try to get stops and run, stops and run. So the mentality for me is just, if I'm not scoring, you're not scoring. And we're just going to be stuck here.
There was a play in the second half where you were trying to get through like a pick, playing a pick and roll defense, and you kind of, there was an arm that you kind of made contact with. And I'm just wondering, like, when you're in pick and roll situations and somebody does something illegal with the screen, how do you know, like, this is a moment where I've got to make contact?
I think this just starts with the pursuit and pressure on the ball. And then, you know, understanding, like, legally the thing that they are and are not allowed to do. And just exploiting that, you know, trying to put them in positions that it makes it harder for them to screen, harder for them to hip hold, et cetera. And then, you know, guys start sticking their arms out illegally. I use kind of like that art of war technique where I'm using their pressure against them. Whatever they try to do, they want to step up to get a good crack as I'm fighting over. I allow them to do so. Just make it reach in whatever the game calls for.
Nikhil, how's your hand?
That's all right. I mean, every game I'll be with something. But I don't know. Taco takes care of me, so by tomorrow I'll be good.
Anything else? Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.